Good morning to everyone. Now, friends, not to be negative this morning, but doesn't it seem like we live in a dark world sometimes? Tragedies abound, calamities, catastrophes, disasters seem to be never ending. Oftentimes, there seems to be very little good, pure light shining in our world. Because of all this, we may become depressed, distressed, discouraged by the darkness that seems to permeate our world. But friends, this morning I offer you some good news. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus declared this, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Brethren, if we follow the light of Christ, we will not walk in darkness, no matter how dark the world appears. No matter what transpires, whether in the world in general or in our personal lives, if we allow the light of Christ to guide us, we can still be hopeful. Now, many of you listening today are familiar with an old hymn entitled, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." This song is in many hymnals and sung in many churches. Country singer Alan Jackson has a wonderful rendition of this hymn on an album entitled Precious Memories. Now, the first verse and chorus go like this. And no, don't worry, I'm not going to try to sing. I'm just going to read it. Here goes. "O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's a light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full into his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Brethren, what a beautiful and inspiring groups of words these are. I have sang this song alone while driving in my car on numerous occasions. This song always brightens my day, no matter what's going on. Friends, we all experience personal tragedies, but turning our eyes upon Jesus can brighten even the darkest of days. Turning our eyes upon Jesus will focus our attention on what is right. Turning our eyes upon Jesus will shift our attention toward the glory that is now and the future glory that will be in the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Father God, we are so thankful for the light of Jesus. Help us to share this light with those who may walk in darkness. Amen.